Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Calypso Cigar Review Quickie. I'm your host, Brandon Luna, and today we'll be reviewing the Tessa Shaman. This is a cigar that I received about a year ago at the first official CATS event in Helotes, Texas. What is the CATS, you ask? Well, CATS is a Cigar Aficionados, Traders, and Sales. It's a private group on Facebook. They trade, there's cigar sales, they do a lot of great stuff. They're just basically a great people. It's like the equivalent of a forum on Facebook. They are connected directly to Cigars for Warriors, which is a great organization that sends out cigars to troops all over the world. And if you haven't donated to Cigars for Warriors, I highly recommend you do so. If you have some stuff you're not going to smoke, some stuff you know the troops are going to like, they always appreciate it. It's a great way to get rid of extra smokes. And it's just a great thing to do just to buy a box and send it out. They always appreciate it. Let's get to the details on the Tessa Shaman. It has a closed foot. It's a 6x54 Bellicoso torpedo, whatever you want to call it. I've already cut it. The wrapper on this is Brazilian Arapiraca. The binder on this is Sumatran. And the filler, get this, is Nicaraguan Jalapa and Criollo 98. That's crazy. That's usually used for like a wrapper and a binder. That's some great freaking tobacco in this. This should be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. The cold draw on it, it's like a spicy, yummy tobacco flavor. You can taste that Criollo. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I'm going to go ahead and give it a light, and I'll give you an update after the first third of the Tessa Shaman. All right, so I'm about to the end of the first third of the Tessa Shaman, and I wanted to show you that ash. It's leaning a little bit because it's really windy outside today, but it's holding on quite nicely. As far as the flavors in the cigar, man, that wrapper really lends kind of an earthy note to the cigar. There is an underlying kind of black coffee on the mouthfeel when you're done. It's very nice. The spice through the retrohale is not really hardcore. It's just kind of a nice, even kind of black pepper spice. Very, very tasty. I have a feeling that if I had smoked this rot when I received it at the event, probably would have been very overpowering and very spicy. I don't know because I didn't smoke it then, but I kind of have a feeling that that's what it would have been. And I think the years mellowed it out a lot. But I'm getting a lot of flavor from this. I mean, you've got the black coffee on the mouthfeel. You've got like a really earthy, kind of almost dirty note through the nose. Whenever you're retrohaling, it has kind of that gritty feel to it. But I like that. It just means it's really earthy and flavorful. There's also a little bit of sweetness to it, but not a lot. It's just kind of an underlying sweetness. You get it when you blow out, and you can feel it on the lips. That sweetness, it's really nice. So far, first third, this is a knockout. It's tasty, tasty stuff. I'm looking forward to getting into the second third, and I'll let you know what I think after the end of the second third of the Tessa Shaman. All right, so I'm at the end of the second third of the Tessa Shaman, and yum. I don't know if it's the year that I put on this or if it's just the cigar, but it is tasty. Very well balanced, very flavorful cigar. It's got some earthiness to it, kind of like a chalky earthiness, I guess you would say. It's got like a really dark black coffee flavor. Also, in the second third, I started getting some sweetness, like a dark chocolate sweetness, or maybe like a baker's chocolate. You can taste that chocolate cocoa in it, but it was just kind of there. It wasn't as sweet as, like, say, a Mexican Maduro or something like that. Yeah, it's got a lot of flavor. It's picking up in the power realm. I'd say it's medium at this point, like on the high medium side, getting closer to full. Very, very flavorful, very enjoyable smoke. I'm a big fan of this right now, and I'm really looking forward to the last third. That mouthfeel on this it's a little long, but it's not bad. I mean, usually when I have a long mouthfeel, if it's unpleasant, then I'm not a fan of it. But this mouthfeel has that cocoa flavor, that coffee flavor, which are two things that I love. This would pair really nicely with a nice scotch like a Laphroaig, something smoky. And I think that'd be an awesome pairing with this. I'm not pairing it today. I'm just going raw. And I think that's, you know, probably the best way to review cigars. But we like to pair a lot. But, you know, that's because I like to drink. Let's be honest. So very, very tasty so far. I'm looking forward to the last third. I'll give you an update on the last third when I get there. Okay, so I'm in the last third of the Tessa Shaman. The strength is still about medium and really hasn't picked up more, but the spice has definitely picked up. There's definitely a lot more spice on the retrohale. It's more of a strong black pepper spice. Very much in the coffee realm as far as flavor is concerned. That sweetness that I had in the second third of that baker's chocolate or dark chocolate kind of trailed off, but still very, very tasty cigar. Very well balanced, very flavorful. This is a great midday smoke, maybe even after dinner smoke with a steak or something. If you had a steak, have this after that. Very, very tasty. It almost has kind of that smoky, kind of meaty quality to it as well, but not as much. It kind of reminds me of Esteban Carrera cigars, especially like the Chupacabra, where it has kind of that musty aged tobacco flavor. There's been a mustiness that's kind of run through this as well, and I love that flavor. It's just, it goes along with the earthiness, and it makes it a really flavorful experience. So I would definitely check out the Tessa Shaman, and I'm really curious now to try the rest of the line. I'm a fan of this, and I'm thinking that probably the rest of the line is pretty good as well. So I'm going to look into that, see what I can find, and yeah, I would definitely check it out. So as always, check us out at all of our sources where you can find the full-length episodes and the mini-sodes. Go to iTunes and give us that 5-star review. It just helps more people find the show. We'd appreciate it. It'd be awesome if you could do that. Go to iHeartRadio and subscribe there. Go to give us the heart, boink, and go to Podomatic and subscribe there and give us the reviews on Podomatic. Go to Spreaker, all the sources where you can find us. We're also on YouTube. We've got the videos there, obviously, and you can comment on YouTube. We'll always give shout-outs for the comments. Anybody that comments or gives us a like or anything, well, not so much the like, the comments is what we really need. And, you know, like it as well. But give us those comments and likes, and we'll give you a shout-out on the show. And as always, it's been great smoking with you.